Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Advocates for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program are calling on Congress to make DACA permanent. Ryan Poppy has more.
Since 2002, more than 800,000 people who were brought to the country illegally as children have been granted a DACA authorization, including an estimated 120,000 people in Texas. State Representative Eddie Rodriguez, an Austin Democrat and member of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, joined DACA recipients to call on Congress to pass what he called a clean DACA bill.
DACA recipients are young people, as American as myself, often brought here to this country as children by their parents. They have joined our communities and belong in this country and belong in this state.
Liam Garcia grew up in Houston and now owns his own digital marketing firm in Austin. Garcia says ever since President Trump set an expiration date for the country's DACA program, he lives in constant fear of one day being deported.
There's daily anxiety. Uncertainty of it is really hard, knowing that, you know, in about a year, I won't actually be able to continue working.
According to the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, if Congress does not act, the Texas economy would lose nearly $6.3 billion in annual gross domestic product. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
An Arizona State University instructor known for his work with humanitarian aid groups was arrested by Border Patrol agents last week on felony charges of harboring undocumented immigrants. As Frontera's reporter Michel Marisco explains, this latest clash is part of an escalating tension between aid groups in the desert and federal agents.
The arrest happened within hours of the aid group No More Deaths complaining that Border Patrol agents were vandalizing water bottles intended to save migrant lives in the desert. In this video from the group's complaint last week, a Border Patrol agent pours out gallons of water volunteers left for migrants.
So you get a good shot. Pick up this trash somebody left on the trail. Not yours, is it? All you have to do is tell me, is it yours? Not yours. You're not
going to
tell me, huh?
Aid groups and the federal agencies on Arizona's border with Mexico have coexisted in an uneasy peace for nearly two decades. No More Deaths has largely been left alone while working to provide water, first aid, and a resting place in the border region for migrants who cross the border illegally. Now?
Well, this is a little bit like asking Donald Trump what he's in favor of. We have no idea. We get a different sign from the government depending on who we talk to, when we talk to them, and what the circumstances are.
Attorney Bill Walker is defending Scott Warren. The 35-year-old geography lecturer at ASU works with No More Deaths, an activist group created in 2004 to address the rapidly growing number of migrant deaths on Arizona's border. According to court records, Warren was arrested last Wednesday after two migrants crossed the border illegally and sought shelter at an aid station in Ajo known as The Barn. Two Border Patrol agents had been watching the place and reported that the migrants told them they found the place online and knew they could get food and water there. One of the migrants told the agents later that Warren provided them food and water for 3 days. He was charged with harboring undocumented immigrants, a federal felony. Just the day before that, No More Deaths had publicly accused the agency of trashing its emergency supplies and showed videos of agents destroying aid packs. In this video segment, a female Border Patrol agent unceremoniously kicks over gallons of water and then continues on her foot patrol. The agency has said it does not surveil humanitarian aid camps, but the criminal complaint on Warren said two agents were surveilling the barn when they spotted Warren and the two migrants. It's a fine line, one that an agency spokesman characterized this way last summer when I interviewed him.
You know, we understand their concerns, yet at the same time, we have a job to do in the Border Patrol.
That was after agents arrested four people at a No More Deaths camp in Arabaca, including a convicted drug trafficker. If the agency is now targeting aid workers, it's not deterring No More Deaths volunteers. Jeff Reinhardt has worked with the group for 8 years.
Our intention as an organization is to continue to provide humanitarian aid in that corridor, and to provide it in a way that we can work with land agencies, work with Border Patrol, or if they ultimately want to continue this policy of interfering with humanitarian aid without their cooperation.
Last week's arrest isn't Warren's only run-in with federal agents. Last June, a Fish and Wildlife Service officer found him driving a pickup truck in Cabeza Preta National Wildlife Refuge. Warren allegedly told the federal ranger he hadn't seen any signs saying he was driving in a wilderness area. He was already due to appear in court on that misdemeanor before he was arrested on last week's felony. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.